Are you a healthy male from an Asian, African, Middle Eastern or Mediterranean country? You could be eligible to volunteer for a clinical study where you'll be reimbursed for your time. Call 1-800-243-733 or visit clinicalstudies.com.au.
Thanks for listening to another Asian Pop Radio podcast. If you like what you hear, please subscribe to us on iTunes. Just search for Asian Pop Radio if you haven't already. If you can rate and review, that's awesome. Don't forget you can download our app free via the App Store to hear Asia-wide hits and more 24/7. Crossing to Singapore, as we like to do more often than not. And we are speaking to, once again, Leon Marcus. How are you going, Leon?
Hi, I'm doing great.
Making your triumphant return to Asian Pop Radio.
No.
Busy day over there?
Yeah, it's been a busy, busy day. We've been promoting like the new single.
The work of a celebrity, huh?
Yeah.
So let's recap a little bit. For those that didn't hear our previous interview with you, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and describe your style of music?
I'm Leon Marcus. I'm a singer-songwriter from Singapore. My style of music is kind of pop alternative. Yeah, so I like to dabble in like wordplay and melodies are really interesting to me.
Last time we spoke to you, you had just released a remix of your track Circles, remixed by Theeds. How was it received?
Oddly enough, it's been received really, really well. I didn't expect like the whole like people to get into it. But like I was genuinely shocked that when people actually listen to it, like yeah, and like it's great.
Well, you put so much effort into not just the original song, but the remix and the MV as well. So you shouldn't be too surprised that people liked it.
That's true. I mean, I'm not sure actually, because like when I record songs, I have ideas about songs. I don't really think too much about like how is it going to do on the charts or like whether people will like it or
yeah.
not. So.
Do you think that might change one day, Leon, or?
I think probably not, because like it's inbuilt in me that like I'm a really awkward person. Like thinking about like people listening to my songs kind of scares me.
So best to not think about who might be listening then.
Yes.
That's an interesting way of doing it. So Marcus, did you get good feedback? Like not necessarily concerned too much about, you know, needing downloads or anything like that, but did you get good feedback on what you produced?
Right, I guess people really like the remix version much more as compared to like the original version, because it has more commercial sound, and with the added vocals of Sherilyn, it makes the whole song more interesting, I think. Yeah.
Are you getting much attention beyond the borders of Singapore? Like are there other areas of the globe that are, you know, having their ears pop up to what you're doing over there?
Actually, I think recently I released my record, 2016 record, has been released on Melon and Mnet and like all those like Korean streaming platforms, which is something I've never done before. I think so, I'm not sure.
So how did that come about? Is that something you have to push for, or do they sort of approach you, or?
I think they heard the remix and then they approached me, you know, like saying, hey, do you want to, maybe you want to send some like of your materials over? I send them my record and they were really impressed by it. And they decided to help just distribute my music to Korea.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Before you know it, you'll be doing K-dramas.
No, I can't speak Korean, so probably not.
Well, that makes two of us, Leon, don't worry. So you have a new track out titled Alive. How did this one come about?
Well, basically Alive, I wrote this song like many, many years back. I'm not sure how. And I was actually handing it around for like singers to pick up on it to sing. Apparently, I think no singers wanted to sing the song, so I decided to sing the song myself.
Oh.
And and it's really about like the whole Alive thing. It's really about, you know, being true to yourself and being passionate about being yourself, basically, throughout the odds, you know, to stay alive, you know, to take challenges, to risk, because that's what life is about.
Yeah. Now, life can be tough, can't it?
Yeah. But I hope the song would touch people's hearts.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah.
But I mean, it's quite hard to translate it, isn't it? Like when someone's writing the lyrics as you have this way, and then, you know, if you were to get someone else to do it, it might not necessarily turn out the way you were hoping for, would it?
Yep, that's true. That is true. I think that's mostly reason, like most of the time, that's why I'm really involved in like the creation of like the things I do and the songs I record. So I would kind of have like an view and overview of what my whole entire song or record is about. Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about Jeff Hugh for those that are unaware of his work?
Wow. Basically Jeff Hugh, I think in Singapore he's pretty well established, like the underground music scene. He has gotten like grants and awards from the Arts Council over here in Singapore. And I got to know his work online when he did a remix, I think, for Gentle Bones. So I really wanted to work with him, and like this whole I wanted Alive to be a track that everyone could appreciate. So it got to have like elements of like commercial pop. So he's doing EDM, And I was really into like dance music at the point of time. So I sent the track over. He heard it. He thought it was good. And we went to the studio and recorded it together. And yeah, that's basically how Jeff Hugh came. I mean, Jeff Hugh, is like a really awesome like producer. Like, he's really talented.
So, I mean, he sounds like he might be in high demand. Was it hard to persuade him to do this with you?
Not really. Because I sent over like a really crappy demo. I guess he heard the melody and the lyrics and he kind of relate to it, I guess.
Great.
So he's like, yeah, sure. Like, he replied to me. So it was actually, we were actually supposed to start work a month earlier, but like right now we're like a month late. And the reason being is I didn't have time to go into the studio to record the vocals and stuff. But he was really excited. He was like, I can't wait to see you in the studio. I can't wait to record the song with you. And yeah, so I'm quite thankful, you know, that someone like Jeff Hugh would actually want to work with me. So, yeah.
So, Leon, you know, how would you say that this release sounds different? Like, what's the most different part of this release compared to your previous songs?
First off, it's probably more commercial, like commercial pop. And I'm working with an EDM producer. So EDM is something I've never touched before. So I guess that's the different, like the different in genres. And I think for Alive, it's very much less about metaphors and wordplay and just giving you the straight up truth about what life is. And that's usually something I don't do in my lyrics. So yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about the Witness Alive hashtag that you were running on Instagram? What was that contest about?
Oh, well, basically I had this idea of getting people or like teenagers or youths to share like their stories, how they overcame challenges, how they stayed alive. So I started this hashtag called Witness Alive, and I wanted to read like all the different stories shared by youths around Singapore. And eventually we're going to bring some of them in. We're going to record a video of them. We're going to talk to them. We're going to help feature them as much as we can. Like, for example, if they like drawing, we would like to help them push their art further, you know, to get more exposure. So that's basically what Witness Alive is about.
We could have a future of our own. We came to find ourselves lost at war. This path we choose is a simple act of fear, holding on to safety land. Let's get wrong, let's get reckless, babe. Let's make it out strong.
Leon, how important is it for you to help young people in Singapore share their stories and open up about their struggles and, I guess, in a way, you know, help each other with those stories?
It's a really personal thing to me, because when I was much younger, I did not have like role models or people I could look up to in Singapore, because in the past, like, it's unheard of, you know, to want to do music as a job, so or arts or anything in media, like not business related. So it was tough. So I told myself, like, if I ever got the opportunity to help someone else or someone to like expand their craft, expand their reach, I would do it, because that's something I did not have. So I want to give it to someone else, you know?
Amazing. Can you describe what we're going to see in the music video itself once we jump onto YouTube and get ourselves to your channel?
Well, the music video would be released on the 30th of July, and expect to see. I always like to, for my music videos are very theatrical. So but this time around, I'm toning down the theatrics and just really making it more heartfelt. I am still looking for directors which I feel like their works really could like struck a chord in people's hearts. So that's what I'm really aiming for, a music video that's going to make you cry. Hopefully, I want people to cry, like, sob and, oh my God, watch the music video.
Pull at the heartstrings.
Yeah.
Well, I think a couple of weeks ago, we were speaking to Nat Ho, and he was explaining that for his original release, Unleashed, a good few years ago now, he got all of his friends together, and he was quite surprised by how many people wanted to work on his music video. So do you feel the same, that when you put the call out to people to be involved in producing such a thing, that you're more often than not surprised by how many people are willing to lend a hand, so they can sort of, I don't know, just have a bit of fun with a project that isn't like a corporate job, for example?
Yeah, before I answer the question, I just want to say, Nat Ho, I think a lot of people might not feel the same way as I feel, but like, I think that Nat Ho really opened up the doors for like dance music and like pop music,
yes,
in Singapore, because Unleashed was a record that I think it's a genre of music that no one has ever explored. So him exploring that genre of music really opened up doors for other artists like me, you know, micro artists like me or big artists to like actually venture into pop music. So I really want to thank Nat Ho for that. It's great. Back to the question about...
We're both fan of Nat Ho, it seems.
Yeah. So back to the question on being shocked that I have like the support. I mean, I've never expected like my music to reach out to anyone or to have that much influence it has on people right now. So yeah, every day it kind of shocks me that like people want to work with me or would think that my idea is not insane, because from young I've always been told that like I'm crazy. So like, yeah, so I'm pretty like thankful that people don't actually think I'm insane.
The crazy
so,
ones are always the most creative ones, Leon.
That's true, I think.
That's a good thing.
Yep.
The world needs creativity. You know, it's beige enough. What kind of promotional avenues are you going to be exploring this time around? It sounds like to get the single out there, you're going to be going to a few gigs here and there.
Yeah, we'll be playing a few gigs, the usual gigs. At the same time, we will also be releasing like videos on YouTube that is like a campaign where it shows kind of like the things that keeps me alive, like my music, my family, my friends. So I'm really going to like go in depth and show people who I am, because I think in my first record, it's kind of like me hiding behind like characters and concepts, which I love. But I think that before moving on to doing like, to doing more like conceptual stuff, people need to like know who I am. So that's what I was planning to do. And yeah, and we're also going like busking, like trains and stuff to promote the single.
Oh, so fantastic.
That would be interesting. Yeah.
Good stuff. And it seems like you found a way to support a local charity through your merchandise sales, right? Merchandise sales.
Yes. I've always looked up to SOS. So it's basically SOS is like the only suicide prevention helpline in Singapore. And I myself have benefited from the hotline. So I thought that like the least I could do is to donate some funds, you know, to help run their projects and their education on suicide prevention and stuff like that. Because I'm really, really thankful for them. I think, yeah, that's what I plan to do.
Excellent. Do you know the number off by heart?
No, I don't know their number by heart. Because I Googled it. Yeah, because in Singapore, helplines like this isn't really talked about. So
well, that's
also
thing.
Something to see.
That's the thing, because in Australia, we've got a bit of a rule around that if we're talking about suicide, we have to make sure that we do mention, you know, the contact details for the websites, you know, to get through to that helpline. So I will definitely put that at the end of the discussion in case anyone needs that support. Now, finally, where is the track available? So if anyone wants to actually purchase it and support you in that way, where can they get it?
The track is available on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes. So yeah, so you could download the music there, or you could stream it for free. And the official audio will be up on YouTube, my YouTube channel. So I'm pretty excited about that, because like this time around, like the visuals and like the whole like designs, like I really got involved in it. So like I'm pretty excited.
Well, best of luck with the single release, Leon. You're doing some great things, and it's really good to see that, you know, song after song, you're really trying to change the world and support people and get people talking about important issues. So congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Yes, and as mentioned, if you are in need of Samaritans of Singapore, you can contact them on 1-800-221-4444. There's also some great resources here in Australia that no doubt anyone listening online on our podcast or on our stream can benefit from. Beyondblue.org.au have some good resources when it comes to anxiety and depression. Also headspace.com. And if you do feel that you are in need of support in Australia, you can contact Lifeline on 13 11 14. Thanks for listening to another Asian Pop Radio podcast. If you like what you hear, please subscribe to us on iTunes. Just search for Asian Pop Radio if you haven't already. If you can rate and review, that's awesome. Don't forget you can download our app free via the App Store to hear Asia-wide hits and more 24/7.
Are you from an Asian, African, Middle Eastern or Mediterranean country? Are you a healthy male aged 18 to 55? Then you could be eligible to participate in a research project with the Centre for Clinical Studies. Participants are reimbursed for their time. Contact the Centre for Clinical Studies now on 1800 243 733. That's 1800 243 733. For more information, visit clinicalstudies.com.au. The Centre for Clinical Studies. We need volunteers like you.